This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Every week on Joy Drive, we're joined by our resident movie lover, Ads, here to break down what's worth watching, what's coming soon, and what might just leave you hiding behind your popcorn. Ads, we're going to be hiding this week, I think, by the sounds of it.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, let's start with the first one, Sinners. It's a new horror movie. It's just dropped into cinemas. What's it about?
Yes, so it's a Southern Gothic horror musical that follows twin brothers, Smoke and Stack, both played by the same artist, by Michael B. Jordan, and it's about how they return to their Mississippi hometown in the 1930s to open a juke joint. So like a juke, you know, cabaret hotel type thing. But their plans take a dark turn when supernatural forces, which are vampires, threaten their dream.
Oh, so it's a vampire movie.
It is a vampire movie. It's about the black experience. It is awesome. My mum and my sister went to see it last weekend, and we all three of us loved it.
What is it about vampires? What is it that attracts us to them, do you reckon?
Well, me personally, I wouldn't mind being bitten by a vampire. But I think it's just such, it's steeped in such lore, right? So about, you know, Count Dracula from the years, you know, from Transylvania. I don't even know if it existed, or maybe it did in some sort of form, but I think people just are interested in it generally.
What, my mind's going blank at the moment. What was that HBO series, The Vampires, that I loved?
True Blood.
Oh, my goodness. That was amazing.
It was amazing. Plus, the vampires looked hot.
They did. Although the later seasons, I don't think, were as good as the first few. So it's called Sinners. Is it scary?
I wouldn't say it's scary, because you know how I'm a bit of a horror buff, but there are some scary moments. So I think Sinners I would recommend to people generally, because it's just not horror. It's a combination of action, horror, drama. But the next one we're going to look at, if you're scared of horror films, I would not be going to see.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. So it's got horror fans buzzing for a reason. It's called Clown in the Cornfield. What would you do, Ads, before you tell us about the movie?
Yes.
If you were walking through a cornfield and you came across a clown?
Okay. If I, from my horror experience, right, and I think, I'm not a scaredy cat. Not a lot scares me, to be honest. So to be honest with you, Aaron, if I saw a clown that had a knife in its hand in the cornfield, I would get one of those big things, those axe things, pick it up and chop its head off. I would full go on psycho mode to kill that clown, because I don't want to die from a clown.
What is it about clowns that make them so scary?
Clowns, yeah, actually a lot of people are afraid of clowns, but I think it's also because of, there's been so many movies about clowns. For example, there's Pennywise the Clown, which is Stephen King's horror clown in It, and they also Art the Clown. So people have seen, obviously, killer clowns in movies, but also I think people are afraid of dolls in general as
well.
So it's like that clown doll as well.
Like the eyes open all of a sudden.
And then suddenly me, or the head turns. Freaky.
I want to know. Let's ask the Joy Drive family. Do clowns freak you out? Do you have a good creepy clown movie you love? Well, Texas, are you scared, scarred, or strangely obsessed? Clowns, 0427 569 949. So tell us, it's in this rural setting.
Yes.
Does that amplify the terror?
It certainly does. And it's apparently full of sharp humour, slasher thrills, which means there's a lot of slashing to do, and also social commentary. And the thing is, actually based on Adam Cesare's hit slasher novel. So it's an actual, what we would call, a slasher flick. So there's going to be a lot of killing, a lot of blood, a lot of violence, and a lot of chills. And if you don't like clowns, it's going to send a real chill down your spine for sure.
Don't take the kids, maybe.
No, definitely not. I wouldn't recommend any horror movie for a kid, no.
So it's called Clown in the Cornfield. Ads, when does that open?
That opens tomorrow in Australia.
Fantastic. I want to see it.
I'm looking forward to seeing it as well.
I'm not sure if I'm scared of clowns or not, but I'll find out in this movie.
Very true.
We're hanging out with Ads on Joy Drive, chatting new releases, creepy clowns, and the big movies coming our way this summer. Why did I say this summer?
because summer is traditionally the blockbuster season. So generally from May through to July, the big studios put out their big tentpole movies and huge blockbusters. It's changed a little bit over the years because a lot of them leave it to the end of the year as well now.
So we're talking about Northern Hemisphere summer.
So Northern Hemisphere, we're actually talking worldwide releases now. So it's really because movies release worldwide these days, so it's the big blockbusters. So what I plan to do, Warren, is I'm going to list and go through a few of the movies that are on this list, but then I'm going to actually review or look at the buzz per movie as we get closer to the release dates of the movies.
Okay, before you do, Maddie in Brunswick says, Saw Sinners, disturbing but brilliant, not for the faint-hearted. What do you reckon?
Very true, and if you hate vampires, you wouldn't like it. If you love vampires, you'll love it.
Jules from St Kilda, A Clown in the Cornfield. No, thank you, clowns freak me out.
Oh, no, don't go and see it then.
Okay, hit us. What's happening with summer releases?
Okay, so the big ones, Jurassic World Rebirth. It is the dinosaurs return in a thrilling sci-fi adventure. We've also got the sequel to the Mission Impossible Reckoning film. It's the final Reckoning. And one that has a lot of interest of superhero fans, and hopefully it's done right, is there is a remake of an absolutely huge star or huge comic book star or hero, Superman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
a remake.
A remake. And it stars David Corin Sweat as Superman and Rachel Brosnahan as Lois Lane. So some new stars in it as well. From what I've heard, it's meant to be good.
Okay, we'll look forward to that one. I like Damo's point. I feel like horror is having a moment right now. Do you reckon it is?
Damo, you are 100% correct. And to be honest with you, horror has actually been having its time in the last 10 to 20 years. We've had a lot of fantastic horror films.
What is it about horror? Is it the release that we get? We're sort of so obsessed with what's going on TV or the movies. We're on edge that we forget about the rest of the world. Or do we like a good scare? What do you reckon?
I think it's a combination. We like a good scare. We like to escape. And we like to be in an environment, right, amongst friends or family where you can have jump together, scare together, cheer together. I think that's part of the fun of seeing a movie, right?
Danny in Geelong says, love The Sinners. Reminds me of Hereditary with a rural twist. 4 stars from me.
Yes, Hereditary is really freaky. That's the Toni Collette movie. Awesome film, twisted, and there's some parallels, and also they're both great horror films, really. Yep.
Ads, great to chat with you, as always.
Thank you so much for having me on. As always, Warren, I absolutely love this segment.
So this week, what are we seeing?
I'm going to see that clown story. I'm going to tell you if it's a real killer clown, it's a scary clown, or I thought, ugh, I could kill that clown.
We'll catch you in the cornfield. Thanks, Ads. Catch you next week.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.